we were discussing the three verses we say on Shabbos Mincha. Tzidkas HaTzedek, Tzidkas HaKariel, Tzidkas HaKariel. So we said that they referred to the passing of Moshe, Yosef, and David that happened on Shabbos afternoon. And we discussed the different orders. So Chazal tell us that when Moshe Rabbeinu passed away, the world got darkened from Torah Shebichtav. We needed much more investment in Torah Shebaalpeh. And when David passed away, so the world got darkened from Torah Shebaalpeh. There started being huge machlokot, because David was able to unify the Jewish people with Torah Shebaalpeh. He had an excellent tradition. He was exceptionally modest and tried to learn and learn and learn and learn by his Rebbeim. Even though he was king, he'd have his Rebbe sitting next to him, and every time a question would come up, he'd turn to his Rebbe and ask, am I doing right? Am I right in my answer? So this is an explanation that we say Tzidkatcha Tzedek first, that's over David, because we're still suffering over the loss of David. So we mention that first, because in David's passing we had many machlokot which we're still suffering from. Then we go on and say Tzidkatcha Elokim, which is about Moshe, because that was the root of the suffering of David's loss. Because when Moshe died, so we lost Torah Shebichtav. And then we conclude with Tzidkatcha Ka'ariel, we conclude with the last Tzidkatcha, and that's because that's a reference to Yosef. Yosef was the first one who went into exile, and Yosef was the one whose passing caused the Egyptian exile to settle in on the Jewish people. So long as he was alive, the Egyptians treated us with more regard. So we conclude with that one, an allusion to the fact that we're asking Hashem to redeem us and bring us back to Eretz Yisrael, bring us to the time when everyone recognizes Hashem.